News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Andrew Doran Sherlock is with us. He's meteorologist with Met Air. And before we get to the weekend, Andrew, let's talk records. We saw north of 30 degrees at Shannon yesterday.
Yes, so provisional new maximum for the month of 30.5 degrees was recorded there at Shannon Airport yesterday. So we could see something similar happen today as well.
And if it is to happen today, is it likely to be in the same location, or is that, do you get that specific in predicting where temperatures are going to be?
It could be in that general area. Certainly South Midlands, Southwest, Midwest region is likely to see the highest temperatures, and it's where we have our high temperature warning that's still out till 6 p.m. this evening.
Now, your app was a wonderful thing to look at yesterday and the day before, because all it had was unbroken sun all of the way through every available hour. I'm seeing clouds creeping in.
Yes, so, I mean, for this morning, it's just going to be widespread, dry and sunny, but there is likely to be thunderstorms pushing up from the south this afternoon. Now, there's some uncertainty with it, exactly where they'll occur. Certainly, the southern half of the country is the most likely area. And basically, because we've had so much daytime heating, there's a lot of available energy to fuel these if they kick off. So they could actually be quite severe in places. So there is the potential of warnings being required today for that.
And then the bank holiday weekend, should we light candles, keep our fingers crossed, sacrifice something to the gods?
The temperatures are declining and it is looking like it's turning more unsettled for the long weekend. So really for tomorrow, there'll be a fair amount of cloud, mostly dry weather, but there will be the odd spot of light rain and drizzle. Friday, a good deal of dry weather, isolated showers. Saturday, there is a band of rain that's going to move eastwards over the country and it could be heavy in places, particularly in the north towards the evening. Sunday is the best day of the long weekend. There will be a mix of clouds, sunny spells, scattered showers, but they'll become more isolated later in the day. And then the bank holiday Monday is really looking like showery outbreaks of rain. Temperatures are declining just day on day after today, really. But, I mean, they're coming from a very high point, so they're still mostly above average. And because today there's a moderate easterly breeze, parts of the north and east will be warmer tomorrow, but in general, the temperatures are on the decline.
So if we hadn't been spoiled by the last 3 days, we would regard it as a sort of an all right, good, solid bank holiday weather-wise?
Temperature-wise, yes. As I said, Saturday and the bank holiday Monday not looking the best, but, you know, some decent bits to the Sunday.
That's
the spirit. Certainly the best day of the week.
I love dragging you away from the science into some decent bits. We'll cling on to it with our teeth, Andrew. Come here, before I let you go, what about the picture for the rest of Europe? Because obviously for us, it has been relatively pleasant. But when you're talking temperatures nudging and crossing 40 degrees in some parts of Central Europe, it has been fairly bleak. It's same thing into the weekend. Will there be some relief for those?
I mean, the high pressure is weakening and the Atlantic is going to have more of an influence. So obviously it's shifting away from us first, but yes, the high is declining, so there will be some reprieve there.
Andrew, thanks very much. That's Andrew Doran Sherlock, meteorologist with Met Air. 53106 if you want to be want to get in touch, or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage,
in association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk, conversation that counts.